Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere and the National Corn Growers Association. They're friends and supporters and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. In these times of low farm prices, it's encouraging to see farm associations and leaders stepping up to protect our farmers and ranchers. The CEOs of Crop Life, National Corn Growers, National Soybean Growers became co-chairs of a powerful ag industry leadership team, including American Farm Bureau, National Association of Farmer Co-ops, Farmers Union, and many more. The leaders met with policy representatives of both the Trump and Clinton campaigns. Farm leaders of different crops and different priorities spoke in unison. Stop the regulatory overreach. Trade is important to us. We need labor to pick the strawberries. And regardless of who gets elected as president, our industry needs to be heard. With support of Secretary of Agriculture Vilsack, the Ag CEO Council of Leaders were able to schedule a meeting at the White House. And in their meeting last week with White House officials, they argued that the administration has been too quick to regulate, that they have ignored sound science, force new rules on states, rewrote the definition of waters of the U.S., and more. Agriculture is very concerned about what new actions the administration will take as time in office ticks down. Do no harm in the next 100 days. A united, vocal ag industry can make a difference in protecting our interests. And one last subject. I reported 2 weeks ago that we have great yields on our farm. Our crops are clean and weed-free. However, a neighbor asked us this year to farm a 40-acre field for him. Fertilizer on the field was applied, as we did on our other fields. Same weed killers, same seed, but the yield was 30% less. Why? The answer? Weeds. Well, why is this one field an exception? The answer? Organic farming. The owner had been farming organic crops for several years, but finally, weeds took charge, and he had to give up. No one can tell me that ignoring new technology in agriculture is a good idea, and that we should farm like my grandfather did. We don't do anything as we did 60 years ago. It's going to take 2 or 3 years to clean up the little field and get the yields up. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.